Oh, yeah. And, you know, and they always say, well, you know, we got to do this for this reason, that. No, you don't, really, because I can't go anywhere. You know, I can't disappear. You know where I live. You know where my house is. You know where you did the work. You can take pictures, slam dunk in court. I can sign something with you stating, you know, you're going to do this and I'm going to pay this. You know, I can make it a slam dunk for you. But you, on the other hand, you know, even if I sign a paper or anything like that, you vanish into the wind. I can't prove who you are, you know, or something like that. I can't figure out where you're at, who you are. I mean, you know, good luck. And then if you're a scammer, oh, well, I'm not. Yeah, well, I don't know that. But if you are, you've probably done it 100 times. So if somebody does catch up with you, I'll be on a long list to get my money back. So I figure the homeowner is always at the disadvantage. So when they cry about, you know, oh, we got to get at least, you know, this much up front or something like that, I'm like, oh, hold on a second. No, you don't really, you know. And so I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm sure for every time that, you know, the guy doing the job has a horror story about trying to collect his money, you know, I'm sure there's 50 times where the homeowner didn't get what they were supposed to get. So, I don't know. But, now, when I did my concrete, I did it. It was a legit company. You know, they brick and mortar, Pino and the Sons. And they lived, the guy that owned it, or the son of the guy that owned it, lived across the street from a friend of mine. And he just, you know, he had done, you know, I knew his work and everything. So I had no problem there. I was pretty much a sure thing. Now, did he do some things wrong? Yeah, he did. He pitched the drive near my garage all wrong. And I come to find out, you know, quite a ways later that that was going to be a problem. Because it was rolling off aggressively to the side, but that kind of built up with vegetation and the ground and everything like that kind of built up, so now it couldn't roll off to the side there as quickly, and they couldn't do that. It rolled backwards up into the garage. So, I mean, the obvious solution is keep that side dug down with gravel and all that stuff. I got to do that, as a matter of fact, before my new garage, or before or shortly after I get my new garage built, make sure that I don't start having water trying to push up against the door in the front